Hey y'all, welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Dan Scotland. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. Feel free to check out our official Twitter account at icsativapod. You can also find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, Overcast, Radio Public, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and the Google Play Music Store. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing and you find yourself coming around often, please become a Patreon supporter of this podcast and support us. By supporting us, this house helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/iamcannabissativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativa podcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. Hey y'all, Mr. Sativa here. Hope you guys are having a very good one. So I wanted to talk about this story. New Jersey is a pretty densely populated and, you know, pretty populous state. I think they have about something like 8 million people or something like that. So there's no doubt that when they do something or when they make or when they study policy or whatever, it's going to have a financial impact, because to do business in such a big state, you're going to have to play ball. And hopefully this case or this thing that I read or hopefully this sort of sets a standard. So a New Jersey man is going to sue Amazon for firing him over his medical marijuana use. So I'm going to read this article from High Times. It's not particularly long, but I'll read it. New Jersey man sues Amazon for firing him over medical marijuana use. A former warehouse worker at Amazon is filing a disability discrimination lawsuit saying the tech giant fired him for using medical marijuana, written by Caitlin Donahue. A New Jersey man filed a lawsuit in October against his employer, Amazon, for allegedly firing him after not advertising or not advising his superiors of his medical marijuana treatment. The man, who has publicly identified only as DJC, failed a random drug test in July and was put on temporary leave. After supplying the documentation of his condition to the company that the company asked for, he was officially terminated. That decision may well put Amazon on the wrong side in New Jersey law. Though an appeal will be heard by the Supreme Court, a state's appeal court has ruled that medical marijuana patients may not be fired if they flunk a drug test. DJC's lawsuit holds the company discriminated against him in a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. He had been employed at the Edison, New Jersey Amazon warehouse since February 2017, and according to his lawsuit, had never run into disciplinary problems at the company. To the contrary, he was promoted twice during the year that he was employed by the company. In July 2018, he did a random oral fluid test for drugs and failed and tested positive for marijuana. DJC says he was prescribed cannabis to treat his anxiety and panic disorder. Mixed messages. The employee remembers being told that should results come back positive, he would have an opportunity to send proper documentation of his reasons for needing a substance for medical treatment. He did get the opportunity, but not before a human resources worker told him he was being fired based on his positive test results. DJC showed the rep, the HR rep, his New Jersey medical marijuana card, and the termination was changed to temporary leave with pay, pending the presentation of his physician certification of his fitness for work. Though the man turned in the requested paperwork 2 days later, a week after the start of his temporary leave in August 2018, he was told he was being fired for not letting the company know in advance of his medical cannabis treatment. When he later applied to work at Whole Foods, the man was informed that his termination from Amazon precluded him from being considered for this position. This is not the first time an employee has sued Amazon for wrongful termination over use of medical marijuana. In 2016, a company fired a woman who had worked for the company for 8 years. It wound up settling with her for an undisclosed sum. Amazon has come under fire for its treatment of its employees, from unreasonable task schedules to indifference in the face of workplace injuries. In October, 1,800 Amazon workers from the United States, England, Australia, and other locations organized a global walkout, one sign of the growing labor movement within its ranks. Regardless, the company continues its astounding upward trajectory. A recent report said that the value of Amazon shares has quintupled over the past 5 years, and that executives expect third quarter sales to rise by 24%. End of article. So I hope DJC gets the justice that he is after, and you know, hopefully it could be made a standard that you can't fire people over a positive drug test in the state of New Jersey. They're a pretty big state, so I mean, when it comes, population wise, so I mean, it's going to have a huge ripple effect if this guy were to win. We got to continue writing to our lawmakers and continue demanding protections. And this needs to be treated like alcohol. You drink alcohol, and even if a test were to show up for it, I mean, because it's legal and because it's so ubiquitous, there aren't really much places that hold a positive alcohol drug test against you, you know? As long as you're not drinking on the job, you know? We need the same standard for cannabis. And, you know, the job and the fight isn't going to be done until we get that. So, hope you guys got a lot out of this episode, and peace out. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are a few ways that you can do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting and equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can also support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. If you are feeling extra generous, we have $5 and above tiers. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave me a voice message on Anchor. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at the phone number 617-466-9389. That is 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. If you are in need of some good CBD products, you can also check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp products. You can check them out by checking out this link, www.bit.ly/33fkrv9. And you can try the following coupon codes: dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, and 15% percent sign off CBD. And you can use those codes to get a discount on various CBD products on their website. And if you're looking to get inexpensive CBD flower delivered to your door quickly and cheaply in New England, check out bostonhempbuyer.com, where you can get frequent sales on CBD flower and other products such as tinctures and edibles as well too. Boston Hemp Buyer will get you cheap CBD flower delivered to your door in New England and the rest of the United States for a very, very good price. And I highly recommend their products too. Feel free to enter the URL https://shop.bostonhempbuyer.com/?REF=DScotland. Peace out and ciao.